Ivan, have you wondered what has actually been the root cause of the kind of taxi violence we've seen over the years in this country? It is such a vast issue. We can't pretend that there's any simple answer to this, but there are many, many organizations involved. And this is perhaps a complicated conversation to have because of the way in which the taxi industry has evolved in this country. And what has happened, which is quite interesting, I think, over the last few months, is that a commission of inquiry has been set up into taxi violence. And essentially, they've got their work going and they're resuming, or they did resume this morning. And they started off by hearing from a man who's acted as a mediator in many of these arguments that have gone on in the industry and that have eventually resulted in people being hurt through taxi violence. The commission spokesperson, Gwena Mwabelo, is with us at this hour. Gwena, good afternoon. Thank you for making yourself available today. This sounds like a really good idea, a commission to try and get a real sense of the issues that have caused taxi violence in this industry over quite a while. How effective is the commission being so far in its work?
Okay, thank you very much for this opportunity. The commission, I can say it has been very effective. Today we're hearing evidence from Mr. Peter Dlamini, who has been who is actually still employed by the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport, who worked as a manager in a unit called conflict resolution in terms of taxi industry. He's actually mentioning a few pointers in terms of what really is transpiring in the taxi industry. He's talking about issues that talk to miscommunication in terms of government departments. I'll give an example, the establishment of taxi associations for the Mall of Africa. You will remember that the municipality would actually have that information to say a new development is coming here. So what has happened is it seemed one government department had not communicated with another. And when the taxi associations then start applying for permits and they get approved, you get to realize that this unit is being called to come actually, to come and like firefighters to come and actually resolve the problem that is there. Yes, that is there, that is actually existing. He spoke about the non-functionality of the technical working committee that the department had set up in the previous years. Those are the people who are supposed to actually deal with the modern integration in the province. He also spoke about the silo working environment in government. We're seeing their own units, and we're seeing associations and other departments themselves. So he mentioned that in terms of capacity also, it seems they don't have staff members, and also the issues and decisions that have been taken by associations. You find that there are members who are in the same association, but they have been dictated in terms of who is supposed to operate where, and those who have got money, they will actually take the lucrative routes.
And Gwena, an interesting question arises as well around the fact that we know government is supposed to be the main provider of transport. Public transport should be up to scratch in this country, but clearly it's not, because government has not been able to evolve it to the point where everyone does have access to public transport. As a result, the private taxi industry has stepped in to do the work of government, to do the work of the public service in regard to this. Well, what kind of power has this given the taxi industry to be able to operate impunitively, even in cases where, you know, clearly their violence is out of order, and but seemingly they just cannot be stopped?
You see, I've always maintained that if we're not working on the same route, if we don't have the same way of dealing with issues, something will definitely go wrong. You find that somebody in the department is giving out is actually selling, a corrupt official is selling permits. This particular person is selling permits to the roads that have been allocated to somebody else. So it's more of a conflict of, I don't know how to actually place it, but it's very embarrassing to find that taxi associations have actually applied for a route. They got it, they've got the permits, and somebody in the department brings somebody else on that route. That's what causes conflict. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question briefly, to actually have a smooth running, we need acts that will actually be complied to by the taxi associations and also by the department. And the corrupt officials, clearly we need strict measures in terms of making sure that they don't continue with this embarrassing act, because they are sitting there, they are causing all these problems, and somebody else has to come and clean up their mess.
So clearly there's corruption within the transport department, Gwena?
Somebody in the taxi industry said officials in the department are giving out permits like confetti. When you go to a party, you don't know that somebody put a confetti on you, but when you get home, your child goes like, "Daddy, you have, or mommy, you have a confetti on your face." This gets to show that somebody in the department doesn't really look at the route and say, this is a route because of so much and so many people who are being transported between these routes, then this is how many permits we should issue out. They're just issuing them out. So it's very, very embarrassing, and really somebody has to do something. That's why the commission has been set up. We are uncovering all those. It's one of those causes, and the commission will definitely give recommendations in terms of moving forward.
Gwena, is there any chance, or has there been any effort to actually prosecute dishonest people within the transport department who are selling these permits?
You would remember that we are guided by the terms of reference. So the commission would actually be following the terms of reference.
Uh-huh.
Ours is to investigate and give recommendations at the end of the day.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So no doubt we will have to wait for that to find out exactly what your findings are. But thank you very much for speaking to us, Gwena Mwabelo. He's the commission spokesperson, and they're doing some really important work.